Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Jordan?
Who's calling?
Hi, this is Alex from Forest Spice Houses. I work with Forest.
Yeah.
How are you?
All right.
Good. Do you have a minute to talk?
What's going on?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to introduce myself, really, and let you know that I will be the point of contact for you as we work to buy your house. I am Forrest's secretary, so I work closely with him, also with the attorneys, just to ensure that we close on time, and I keep an open communication with Forrest as well throughout the day, just to ensure that all your needs are met. And if there's anything that you ever need or have any questions, just feel free to reach out to me.
Oh, okay. Well, because he's going to be at my wife's house, but I'm just her husband.
Oh, okay. Your wife is Edna?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Forrest actually provided some information about the property and all that. So, I just really wanted to introduce myself. That'll be the point of contact, and we'll be doing the transaction side of things.
All right.
I just wanted to confirm something though. This is a 2-bedroom, 1-bath property, right?
So what now?
This property has 2 bedrooms and 1 bath.
Yes, with a basement.
Great, great. Okay. That's just one thing that I wanted to confirm. And I know Forrest said that he wants to visit the property, but it might be depending on the weather, but I know that he's planning to visit and hopefully gain access on the inside next week with your daughter Dina,
Yes.
next week on a Wednesday. Okay,
Mm-hmm.
great. I just wanted to confirm that information as well. And other than that, I just wanted to really introduce myself and just moving forward, what is the best time to just get in touch with you if wanted to give you an update and all that?
Any day other than Wednesday between 11 and 12, now between 12 and 1.
Between 12 and 1.
Yeah.
So,
That way my wife will be with me.
okay, gotcha. Any other day except Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. All right. Well, I appreciate your time, Donald. Donald is your first name, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. I appreciate your time. That's just gonna be it. Also, we're beginning the title work. So you may receive a letter or maybe a phone call from the attorneys. But in this business, no news is good news, especially when it comes to title. But I'll be sure to follow up with you regularly, give you an update at least once a week. But just don't hesitate to
Let
reach
me ask
out.
you a question, though, right? So he said the title gonna go back further than how far back did it go back on that title, sir?
So since really the beginning, or since when you initially acquired the property, so they will do the
Okay.
title search. I'm going to initiate that today, and then I'm hoping that within a week or two, the title search will come back, and I guess I'm going to give you an update, or we'll go from there.
Yeah, because I think like we had shared with Forrest, right? We have been paying the taxes on the house, so
Right.
when they do the title search,
It will show up
what
on the
happened if
title
something
search.
not, yeah, so what happened if something else come up that she wasn't aware of or before she owned the house?
It will definitely appear on the title search too, and we cannot really close if we won't be able to address those issues. So, if there's something that you're not aware of that's ongoing on the title, it will definitely show up on the search when it comes back. I'll definitely be the first person to let you know, what that is
Yeah,
for
I
sure.
know that. Yeah, I know that's gonna come up, but I'm saying, what happens if we don't know and it didn't come occur before she got the house? Who's responsible? She still responsible for that to pay that title, whatever it is that's being placed on it.
I believe since the property is yours, then it should be yours, but your responsibility to pay all that. But Forrest also told me that you have like just remaining mortgage on it, so he's not really sure about that. He said that we're going to have to wait for the title search first, so you know, we can address the issue and then just move forward with the closing.
Okay. Right, but he tell you somebody else I don't know if they got the mortgage or what.
I'm sorry?
Celine had the mortgage, but he said that the property is still in her name, but Celine sent the mortgage statement.
That's right. What I'm trying to say is I don't really have an exact answer to that, but what I can assure you is that if there's anything that, you know, the title search, whatever it is, we're going to go ahead and give you an update and hoping that we can address the issue. And, of course, Forrest is the main person also that would know what's going on. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think it is. I just asked the question. Because, you know, I mean, it could be something happened before she purchased the property and all that, but first time I've heard about the title search thing.
Yep, let's wait for a week and then hopefully the title will come back clean, or if there's anything that needs to be addressed, like what I said, I'll be sure to let you know. Give you a call back, I'll communicate everything so we can definitely move forward with the closing.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Yes.
Absolutely, Donald. But for now, I think that's going to be it. You can save my number, and then if you have like any other questions along the way, just feel free to call me back.
All right.
Well, I appreciate your time, Donald, and have yourself a good one.
All right. Is it snowing up there where you're at?
It's not. I'm actually working virtually. Forrest is the one who's based in Richmond.
No, okay. I don't think for this reason, but it's now hitting where we at and for the hit up the Ronald Mondrian area.
Yeah, I believe earlier they're like, and this morning they have like 3 inches of snow, he said. So it is definitely so snowing in Richmond.
Nah, it wasn't supposed to hit Richmond, go around Richmond.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Absolutely, Donald. We'll talk to you later and have a good one.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.